14 miles east of the Liberty Bell, the small blue-collar community of Delran, New Jersey, stretches along U.S. Route 130, a busy run of road with an abundance of diners, car lots, and chain restaurants, long on neon and short on charm. Its name comes from the first three letters of Delaware River and Ran Cocos Creek, both of which flow through the area on their way to Delaware Bay. If you want a quaint, moneyed town, there are a number of them to choose from in the area. But keep on driving, because that is not Delran. My family has a modest neighborhood colonial that sits diagonally on the corner of Black Barren Drive and Perry Road, offering a side yard that is big enough to practice free kicks. There is a curb out front and two parks just down the street, and I don't need a whole lot more. From as early as I can remember, I am a kid in motion. I want to be active and to play sports, and I definitely do not mind taking risks. The kitchen counter isn't just a place for my mother to prepare her flank steak or meatloaf. It's a climbing platform. One time I scramble onto it and stand up, just to take in the view. I somehow get my eyelid caught on a cabinet door. Not an easy feat to pull off, but I do it. I slice up my eyelid enough that we have to go to the emergency room to get stitches. My eyelids have not gone near a cabinet door since. I keep pushing limits. In first or second grade, I take swimming lessons at the YMCA in nearby Moorestown. I'm not sure what stroke we are working on at the time, but during one lesson, I get in over my head and drop below the surface. My mother sees my head disappear and springs out of the bleachers and dives in to get me. She is in street clothes, and she makes a quality save. I keep up with the lessons and get to be a good swimmer. I join a team and love competing in the meets, but diving into a cold pool first thing in the morning for training isn't really my thing. I decide the chlorinated world isn't for me. Just about every other sport, though, I am all over. The Philadelphia sports teams are just across the Delaware River, and I root for all of them. I love the Phillies slugging catcher, Darren Dalton, and want to wear number 10 because that's the number he wears. I love Lenny Dykstra's grit and the edgy brilliance of the Sixers' Allen Iverson and the punishing power of the Flyers' Eric Lindros. I don't see the world through a prism of gender. I have zero interest in being a girly girl. I don't have a Barbie collection. I have baseball cards and matchbox cars. As soon as my parents think I'm old enough, I become our lawn care person. I love mowing the lawn because I want to be like my father. I hate it when my parents make me wear a dress or skirt to church or school. I want to wear sports clothes. Clothing that will allow me to play in case a game breaks out someplace. For my school picture in fifth grade at Millbridge Elementary, I wear blue and purple overalls with a blue and purple shark watch and my black and blue indoor soccer shoes. You will never find a ribbon or bow on me. Nor do I have one on the day I get in some big trouble at Millbridge. During recess, a bunch of boys are heaving rocks across a blacktop parking lot at the back of the school grounds, aiming for a tree line on the other side. On the other side of the tree line are some houses. I am a shortstop. I can make the throw to first from deep in the hole, and I figure I have as good an arm as the rest of them, so I join in, firing a few rocks of my own. It isn't the best idea, since airborne rocks on playgrounds rarely lead to anything good. I clear the blacktop easily with my tosses, an accomplishment that earns me my first and only trip to the principal's office. Otherwise, I do a good job of staying out of trouble and not getting caught by the authorities. Mrs. Goodwin is one of my favorite teachers, and it's good that I like her so much because I have her six different times in middle and high school. In American literature class in 11th grade, she turns away for a moment and something possesses me to throw a nerd from the back of the class. The nerd hits her in the shoulder. She's the nicest person, but now she is ticked off and you can't blame her. Who threw that? She demands to know. I am terrified, already ridden with guilt. I do not cop to it. I am too afraid of the consequences. I don't fully expunge my guilt until years later. Remember when you got hit by the nerd, Mrs. Goodwin? I say. That was me. I am sorry. She laughs and accepts my confession.